The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you by our friends at Wizards. Right now, having a fall sale. Mention this ad when you go into their store at 1999 Madison Avenue, and they'll throw 20% right off the ticket. Just that simple. Just throw it right on out of there. Go on in and take a look at some of the most unique items that you can find in Memphis. 1999 Madison Avenue, open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Also online, you can shop with safety online. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. Search Wizards Memphis, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. In the midst of the quagmire that is this weird news cycle that we're going through, I mean, by the time this was recorded, there was all sorts of weirdness that was going on with the presidential election. And that statement in and of itself is, well, it's evergreen, quite frankly. This has been one of the weirdest political things. And no, this episode is not going to be about politics, so just relax. Put your pitchforks down. Don't light your torches. Just, you know, relax for a moment. It's not about this. I don't give a shit who you really want to vote for. That's your business, not mine. I'm not campaigning for anybody. However, it is fascinating to watch people lose their collective shit over everything that's going on. One side blames the other, while the other side blames the other side, and it's this weird snake eating itself type of thing. But here's the common denominator, and it's kind of what I want to get into this time out. Everybody is blaming the media for all of this, which I find incredibly amusing. The media, the term the media. We're going to blame the media. The media is cause of all of our concern. The media is conspiring to rig everything. The media this, the media that. There's, you know, oh, it's all about the liberal media, or it's all about the conservative media. It doesn't really matter. It's all interchangeable. But the bottom line is this. Everybody's bitching about the media. The media want my candidate to lose. The media want your candidate to win. It's not like that. That's what people don't understand. They think that there's some big conspiracy that's going on. Here's why television will only tell you about the things that are going on. They don't tell you about other things that are more important, you know, like the HARP weather manipulation facility up in the north, because it's all controlled by, you know, the government and the New World Order and the Illuminati. You know, there's this prevalent thought among certain people that walk amongst us that we as a civilization, we as humanity, we as people are incapable of maintaining more than one thought. That's what I love when I see the post in Facebook where they say, you know, while you were worried about this, you were being distracted so Congress could be doing that. And it turns out to be a complete bullshit story anyway, because everything on the internet is complete horseshit. Well, not everything. I'm here. I'm here to help you understand. No, I'm not. I'm not here to help you understand shit. This, you already have your decisions made. But what I'd like to do is help clarify some of these things so you have a better understanding of what it's like to be in the media. I should know. I've been in this business for 30-something years. It's ridiculous. There are people who actually believe that we all sit down in the media and we have our morning meeting and we decide what we're going to talk about today. This is what we're going to spoon feed the people, is what is news and what is not. We're going to run down everybody's throat the fact that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are divorced, because it will distract them into the real issues of what's going on. No, it doesn't work that way. Let's be perfectly clear here. And those of you that are in this business, that are in the media business, if you will, in news, television, newspaper, radio, whatever it is that you do, and you will understand this, we're an inherently competitive bunch within our studios. We're in our respective studios, we're in our respective spaces where we've got our mics on and we're recording and we're talking and we're live, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're delivering what we feel is important to you. It's our own interpretation of what is going on, as factual or as infactual as it could be. It doesn't really matter, per se. If the people are talking about Brad and Angelina, then by God, there's probably going to be some mention of it, because you don't want to look like you're not, you know, hip to what's going on. See? But it's not like there's some conspiracy where we got onto the phone early in the morning. We said, okay, here's what's going on today. Here's the agenda for today. Here's the liberal media agenda for the day. Here's the conservative media agenda for the day. These people think that we are all working together when in fact we're not. Outside of the studios, outside of our respective studios, we're friends. Of course we are. We're colleagues. We have all walked this strange path of show business and entertainment and news, the infotainment, if you will. Whatever you want to do. I'm not really part of that per se. But, you know, when I'm out in public, when I'm allowed to be, I kid. When I am out in public and I run into my colleagues in this business, whether they are in FM radio or television or AM or if they're newspaper writers, whatever the hell, it makes no difference. If we're at a function together, we're over at the bar getting a drink, which is where you'll find all the media people, by the way. We're going to be, you know, congenial to each other. We're polite. We like each other. It's like, oh, hey, how's it going over there? Oh, it's going pretty good. You know, we're dealing with this, that, and the other. And how's it going? You know, we don't give each other secrets away. No, but there's a mutual understanding, if you will. There is a brotherhood amongst true broadcasters. True entertainment people can spot each other from across the room. And it's unspoken. And that's when we'll meet over at the bar. We'll have a couple of smokes. We'll grab a couple of beverages. We'll shoot the shit. We'll bitch about each other's companies for a bit. You know, on our own levels, of course. We never insult the other guy's company. It's his job. It's where he gets paid. And, you know, we don't talk shop per se, just in general terms. But we're friendly. Now, when the function is over, we get into our studios. That's when the competition comes on. Because the competition, you see, is all about who's going to get more listeners, who are going to get more viewers, who's going to get more attention on whatever story there is. You know, there's been situations that I have encountered several times, many times, where you're at a place and a story had broken, I don't know, earlier in the week. And, you know, you pat a guy on the back and say, man, great job on that scoop. You beat us to it. That's pretty cool. You know, we don't browbeat each other over that sort of thing. We get back to the studios and it's like, okay, what can we do to get ahead of the other guy? But it's never really insulting. If it becomes insulting, then it's not being done correctly. That's the important distinction that must be made there. That has to be understood. Because the media, you see, is not about what you people want, per se. It is about what it is that we can do better to get above the other company. It's a company-wide thing. It's a race. That's competition. That's healthy. That's what makes things work. Whether you go to Walmart for your stuff or whether you go to Target for your stuff, that's kind of how that is. So I laugh when there's a media conspiracy to come get you, to freak you out, whatever it is the case may be. Now, keep in mind, some news outlets are designed, you know, by their existence, they are designed to follow one path. There was a time when I started in this business that, you know, you didn't want to be labeled, say, on a political scale, you didn't want to be labeled either conservative or labeled as a liberal news outlet. You just didn't do those sorts of things. It was bad for business. And you really shouldn't. I you know, unless you are thoroughly comfortable and happy being a conservative news source, that way you know who your audience is and your advertisers can buy time and ad space or whatever the case may be specifically to those folks. But the downside to that is that when you do that, you've automatically cut your audience in half, your potential audience in half. It's the same thing on if you're a liberal news outlet, and there's a bunch of them out there. They're about equal, I guess. Oh, that argument right there. They're about equal. Oh, there's some people howling. Oh, no, they're not, bro. They're not. They are not, bro. It just doesn't work that way. Honestly, do you think the media actually gives two shits about you or the public? In a certain extent, yes. In reality, no. No, they're only interested in developing content that would keep you engaged. This is why Facebook has done so well with it. This is why there are so many people that use Facebook. That's the reason why. Their ultimate goal is to keep you engaged with what is happening on that page. whether it is paid content, whether it is unsponsored content, whether it is from your friends, whether it is what they feel that you want to look at. It's all of these things. And such as it is, that's where it's at. It has nothing to do with what they're talking about. It's just noise. It is absolute noise. And what's amusing to me is when you've got people that have no knowledge of how this works, no understanding of what it's like to be in this business, no understanding of what it takes to sit in front of a television camera or sit behind a microphone and run one's mouth. They have no idea what all is involved in developing that kind of content. This show, notwithstanding, there is a bit of thought that comes into it, not a whole heck of a lot, but I have the ability, if you'll allow me to blow my own horn, if you will, I have the, this is a great metaphor, isn't it? I have the ability to sit down and talk about just about anything for a half hour or longer because it's what I do. Because that's it. This is what it's about. There are people, obviously, who pay attention to what this show is. And, you know, they find it, you know, somewhat interesting, especially those that are not in this business. Now, it's funny. You can separate the rookies from the pros in this because the pros, they, you know, we all listen to each other. We pay attention to what each other has to say. A lot of times we'll even ask each other, hey, can you help me out with this? What do you think of this? I need some advice. What would you do in this situation? You know, as far as maybe technicals or perhaps in publishing or whatever the case may be. Publishing content, I should say. Perhaps hashtags. You know, you might discuss this sort of thing. Nothing, you know, that's going to take away from the other guy. That's for sure. They get it. We all understand each other has their each of us have our own thing that we're trying to accomplish. Even though we're competitive, we're still going to be somewhat friendly about it. But the rookies, meanwhile, they come in there and they're like, oh, fuck all of y'all. Y'all don't know what you're doing. You've had your time with it. You don't know what you're doing anymore. So here's how it's going to go, man. We're gonna scream and yell and shout, and we're gonna play the music that nobody else is playing, and blah 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 blah. And then they're shocked and they're stunned and amazed when they find out that, hey, nobody gives a shit. How'd that happen? What the hell was all of this about? And that's it. Hey, nobody's listening. Oh, it's a conspiracy from the real media. They're shutting me down because I was telling the truth too much. Oh, God forbid. Shut up. And this is what, and I've talked about this before, this is why the internet radio business is a difficult business right now. It is. It's new ground. It's been going since 1995. There have been internet radio stations on for a long time. But they've never been taken seriously because there's been too many assholes out there who think that they're just going to take it over because the playing field has now been leveled. We've talked about this before. I don't mind talking about it again. Because right now, everybody who works in this business on a professional level understands exactly what I've just said. They get it. They're tired of their industry being cheapened by assholes who think that they've got what it takes to do it. And then when they get out there, they don't. Here's a prime example. I'm all for anybody wanting to give it a shot. If you want to try it, you want to come out into the business, great. Let's hear what you got. Let's get out there. Let's get on the air. Let's play a little bit. You don't know until you do it. I'll give you that. I was listening to a college radio station here in Memphis, WUMR, The Jazz Lover. It's a great station, actually, because I dig the music, you know. It's nice. It's jazz. So, you know, I'm okay. Jazz is one of those things that you know, there's kind of a large middle ground. People are like, yeah, I like it. You know, you have your diehards, of course, and there's not very many people that don't like it, which is kind of interesting because it's not as popular as you think it would be. But still, it's enjoyable, and I dig it. When I'm driving, sometimes I just need that moment to kind of chill and listen to art that is a little different than what I'm used to. And that's fine. That's great. So this past weekend, we're out driving around, and I've got The Jazz Lover on the radio and driving around, and the jock that was on the air was talking about the intent was that there's an event that happens on Sundays at a particular place called Sax on Sundays. Clever, but you have to just the way I said it, Sax on Sundays, saxophone on Sunday, Sax on Sundays. Well, the radio personality that was on at the time, I don't know who it was. I can't remember if it was a man or a woman. I think it was a woman. which made it even more, made it even more interesting. You know where I'm going with this, because she's trying. Okay, she hasn't been properly taught the way you should enunciate things. You know, you have to be careful. That's an A, not an E. So what I heard was, you know, be sure and go to blah 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 place for sex on Sundays. And then of course the wife and I are looking at each other. We're laughing because it was like, oh well, that's certainly different. Yes, I'll have the croissants and I'll have a Bellini and yeah, we're here for the sex. So where do we line up for that? You gotta be careful. Context, folks, because that's where it is. Sex on Sundays is certainly makes perfect sense in a jazz radio station. Sex on Sundays could be anywhere. But that's just it. It's context. It's what it has to be. You think you're a professional, but you're not. You're going to go out. You're going to make your mistakes. Those of you that are willing to learn and willing to try and willing to hang in there will find a way to pursue this and get over those obstacles that get into the way. The rest of you, which is about 99.9% of you, don't give a shit. You're just out there just running your mouths, doing what you think you're doing and thinking that you're contributing to the right things that are that what this business, quote unquote, really needs. When you're really turning around and you're fucking everything up. Then you sit there and you look back and go, man, there's nothing good worth listening to out there. There's nothing good worth watching anymore. There's nothing good where blah, 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 blah. I know because I went out and tried it and nobody listened to me. Nobody listened to you because you couldn't speak. Nobody listened to you because nobody cared about the things that you're talking about. That's the problem. And when you get into, this is why it's so difficult for people to understand that when they go to work for, you know, real radio, an FM station, and they're a bit freaked out about the fact that what do you mean it only pays $9 an hour? Well, that's it. That's it, sugar tits. It's $9. You know, take the job or don't. And then when they take the job, then they find themselves constantly being pulled into the boss's office, into the program director's office, going, hey, man, look, you know, this sex on Sunday thing, you know, I know it's, you know, it seems sort of cute and all, but you need to stop. Well, that's not what I meant. That's what's happening, though. Correct your mistakes. Learn to speak. Learn to act like an adult where appropriate. If you are trying your damnedest to have some humor out there, then goddamn it, be funny. If you're not funny, then go somewhere else. Quit trying to be funny. There's nothing worse than telling a comedian a joke. And that's just it. I get that all the time. Not that I consider myself a comedian per se. In this line of work, I have to wear a lot of hats, and I guess that's one of them. But it happens. It happens every once in a while. I'll be somewhere and go, hey, man, hey, I got something for you to use on your little radio show. That's another one. Hey, I got something to use on your little radio show. And then they proceed to say, did you see the thing about the blah, da, da, and the dude, and he said this, and yeah. And I'll go, yeah, that's not very funny. And then all of a sudden you're insulting the guy, and I'm not going to sit there and fake laugh at it because my colleagues that may be around the room go, my God, Rick is laughing at the worst jokes in the world. He's laughing at somebody else's material that really wasn't that funny. You know, there are funny things out there. Yes, there are some people out there that are naturally funny. I know of people that are musicians that are very naturally funny. They don't know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to elaborate, but there are some that are naturally funny and they get it. And when you have conversations with them on the air or around, you know, a show like this, it's enjoyable. It's amusing. It's good. That's what it's supposed to be about. And that's when you get the feedback from people go, hey, I heard this and I thought it was incredibly interesting. I laughed. I laughed until I cried. But right now, we're missing that. We're missing so much of that because we are flooded. Each and every one of us are flooded and surrounded by things that we are supposed to consume because we're told to. Oh, you've got to listen to this show or you've got to look at that show. And then you look at it and you look at it with an open mind. That's the key, is you got to look at stuff with an open mind. And then you realize, oh my God, this is brutal. This is absolutely horrendous. And no original thought whatsoever. Nothing. There's been nothing new said or done in, what, 30 years? Not that I was ever, I mean, hell, I was just as guilty of it as anybody else, of taking somebody else's ideas and twisting them around to make it my own, or taking an idea that somebody may have had that failed and making it work. I mean, that happens. That's what happens in this business. Prime example, did you realize that the ABC television network is bringing back, okay, they are bringing back The Gong Show? Now, somebody went out there and went, oh, well, that seems interesting. When Chuck Barris had it in the 70s, it was fascinating. You know why it worked? You know why it worked? It worked because it wasn't supposed to. That's why it worked. Back then, it was hysterical. There were so many things that happened on that show that weren't supposed to happen, but people watched it. There were those that either loved it or they hated it. And even the ones that hated it wound up watching it to find out why they hated it and to continue reinforcing that hatred. That's brilliant television. But it wasn't by design. It just happened that way. And, you know, and then, you know, Chuck got done with it. Of course, ABC got done with it as well. And they put a fork in it and shelved it. And that was the end of that. Then they tried to bring it back in the 80s. Oh, that didn't go very well at all. Then what happened? Oh, my God. American Idol came along and changed all of that shit. So we'll just take that model and we'll really polish it up. And we'll put cannon fodder in there to blow them out intentionally. And then we'll rig the thing so we know who's going to win. And everybody's going to have a vested interest. And you know, it'll be an emotional content thing that will happen. And blah, 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 blah. And look what happened. Everybody outside of the demographic of 18 to 24 could have given two shits about that goddamn show. And now it's done. America's Got Talent. That's really the Gong Show. Because think about it. Those people sat there with the buzzer to put the X up there. But they were trying to be serious. They were playing it off as some sort of serious talent competition. Which all that did was piss off everybody else in this business thinking that, oh, great, I get, you know, a grand total of 15 minutes on the show across the season, and all of a sudden I go from being a nobody to being somebody really, really famous without having to lift a fucking finger. And that is what is wrong with the entertainment industry, shit like that. The Gong Show was poking fun at the entertainment business. That was the whole point of it. Now they're going to try and bring this back. Now, granted, they are going to try and bring it back with the same tongue-in-cheek sort of jokes that Chuck Barris and his company had shoehorned into this show. But knowing the way television is, everything will be scripted. Everything will be pushed and polished and forced. And that will make it unfunny. That will make it useless. And it will be another hackneyed attempt at doing something that somebody else has done without in the least bit being creative. And that's sad. That's the world we live in. Hey, man, anybody could do this. This is easy. No, bro, it ain't. Leave the broadcasting and the entertainment to the professionals. If you've got real, natural talent, if you've got God-given, polished, worked talent, then use it. Use it to your abilities. Use it for everything that it is that you can use it for. Do it correctly. Do it for the right reasons. Don't do it for money because you ain't going to find it. Do it because you love entertaining. Do it because it is good. Do it because you have an audience that cares. That's important. Listen to what your audience says. That's kind of key. The rookies are going to go, I don't care what you think. I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway. Okay, Mom. I'm almost done. That's what it is. It's stupid. So, once again, I implore you, if you think you... Okay, I'm going to back up before I get into that. There's a guy I've seen in social media, a musician, who didn't make it as a musician. It happens. You either have it or you don't. So he's trying his hand at radio for the very first time, and he's putting out a quote unquote show. That is brutal. It's not good. And then he complains. He complains to his public. Why is nobody listening to this? I've only done like 5 episodes, man. Everybody should be like really fawning at my feet. No, dude. It doesn't work like that. It takes 18 months to grow just one show at the very minimum. Especially when you're doing radio or doing a podcast. It takes a long time to develop that audience and they have to be there with you. You're going to come, they're going to go. The same people who have listened to this show from the very beginning are certainly not with it now. Some are. I know who some of you are, and I appreciate you. And then we get new listeners that come in all the time because they've discovered it for whatever reason. It's a constant revolving door. But to think that all of a sudden you have what it takes to make it work because you're there and you've done, you know, 4 or 5 episodes of a show like this, a podcast, or you've done a radio show, a weekly show, for a couple of hours, and then you wonder why nobody gives a shit. Well, you know, you're not giving anybody anything new. That's the key. Be different. But everybody's afraid to be different. They're afraid to be themselves. And that's why this industry sort of sucks right now. So if you are, this is my original point to get to, if you are considering doing this, you know, try it if you want to. But get the fuck out of the way. I've said it before. I did a whole episode on it before. I just did one now. If you're not into it, get out of it. If you think it, if you think that the quote unquote media news are out to get you, no, they're just out to get your ears. They don't care about you. They want your ears so they can sell shit to you, man. That's how it works. That's the only thing. That's the only nefarious thing that we're doing. We're trying to gather as many listeners as we can so we can sell some shit to you. That's all it is. Because I've gathered an audience, I can take you guys in my pocket over to an advertising agency and say, hey, look, I've got 300,000 people. What do you want to say to them? And boom, it's the business. That's how it works. That's all there is to it. That's the secret of showbiz. Well, the secret of this end of it, at least. So, you know, keep that in mind next time you watch TV or listen to a show like this or listen to an internet radio show or listen, God forbid, to FM radio. Listen to what you're hearing. Pay attention. That's a very important statement. Listen to what you are hearing. There's a difference between listening and hearing. Learn about it. It's not that big a deal. So there. Look, I'm going to stop on this before I like have an aneurysm. And I should probably back off of this type of discussion every once in a while. Because quite frankly, it does. It really kind of gets under my skin to see, you know, the hacks go out there and go, you know, I'm a big shot broadcaster now. Oh, I'm a radio star. No, you're not. You're just some hump with a mic. Not much different than me. Yes, so there. Stop it, okay? Just, you know, stop it.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
I don't give a shit about these people at all. I have no vested emotion into any of this. I could care less what happens to those people. And yet, they've got several television shows. And it's all perfectly marketed and polished and everything that goes with it. And I was trying to explain to the wife about the fakeness of it. And she's like, well, it's not fake. And I said, please, whose house is lit for television that way? Really? Let's look at the reality of this, the real reality of it. There's a crew in their living room. There's a couple of camera people, a sound guy, a director, a producer, a writer, a makeup person. They're all just hanging out in their living room. And you're just supposed to ignore all that shit? What the hell is wrong?
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Look out, gonna sell you something. Say something right now. Well, we have to, because if it wasn't for people like this, we wouldn't have a show like that. You see what I mean? The New York City Guitar School is one such place. They're advertisers. Yes, we thank them. We thank them for being a part of this program. You want to learn how to play guitar? It's not all that complicated, really. You don't have to become the next, you know, Steve Vai. You don't have to become, you know, the next R.L. Burnside. You don't have to, you know, be the next big punk guy that's out there doing their thing. It's not that big a deal, but you want to play and enjoy the idea of playing music and having some fun. It's not terribly difficult. You can do it online thanks to the New York City Guitar School. All you have to do is go to our website at radio-memphis.com and take a look around there, and you'll see a banner ad that says Learn Guitar Now. Hundreds of online videos. You get lifetime access for $89. You want to learn more? Check it out. Go to the banner ad on our website at radio-memphis.com. Click on it. And there's even a free video to see if this thing is even right for you. Take a look at it. It's the New York City Guitar School. Learn guitar in the privacy of your own home. And then surprise everybody when you show up at Uncle Eddie's birthday party and all of a sudden you're playing music. Ooh, yeah, buddy. Take a look at it right there at radio-memphis.com. Speaking of music, it's time to get into some music. How about these guys? This band is great. They're a lot of fun. We've loved being around them. They're working up some new stuff now, from my understanding. This is good. El Dorado and Company, along with Josephus, Joey Killingsworth, and that. There's a bunch of cats that are in. This is a great band. It's good, solid rock and roll. I'm talking about Super Witch. Here it is, Space Cadillac from Radioland. Let's rock! Yeah. Well, yeah, powerful rock right there. There you go. Super Witch from Radioland, Space Cadillac. I dig it, baby, and you should too. So there's that. You heard what's coming up next week. What do you guys think about... I am asking you guys a question that you won't answer. It's funny. You can if you want to. You can drop an email if you want. You can comment, whatever you want to do. Radioland at pirateradiostudios.com is the email address. What do you guys think about a live version of this show once every once in a while? You know, I don't know. Somewhere here in Memphis, we'll try it here first and see what happens. We'll bring on somebody. It won't just be me, for God's sake. We'll have a conversation with somebody. And we've dabbled with this before. Perhaps bring a band on. We'll have beverages. We'll have a conversation. Maybe invite you guys to get involved in the conversation. I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? If that's something you want to see happen, we can certainly do that. It may happen whether you like it or not. I don't know. But something different. See, that's just it. Forward progress. I'm trying to come up with something different all the time. I was just thinking out loud there. I was sharing that with you. You should hear the shit that I don't share with you. You don't want to hear it. Because I know better. I don't know. Drop me a line if you'd like. Radioland at pirateradiostudios.com. We'll see you next time. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Please, for God's sake, quit shooting each other. Right on, man. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.